Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians say no. That if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. As you heard, our first hard fact of the day, the Prime Minister of the UK has just resigned. This is barely a few weeks after she rose to power as the Prime Minister of England. We're following that story as more emerge. We'll bring it to you as well. Second hard fact of the day. Today is October 20th, the second anniversary of the Lekki massacre. On this day, 2 years ago, many Nigerians were shot at and murdered by men of the Nigerian army. These people were peaceful protesters, and they were protesting at the Lekki toll gate. This is one of the findings of the panel set up by the Lagos state government to investigate those events, which corroborates the videos shot by eyewitnesses. The panel, the Lagos state panel, called it a massacre and confirmed that many victims were shot and killed. Now, if you witness a story or a news event that you want Lagos to know about, give us a call on 01465-7175. We're not going to call you a liar. We're not going to ask you where the bodies are. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. So if you think it is news, it probably is. Thank you for tuning in for today's show. I've got a great show for you. We'll start with the big three as always. I'm giving you story one. Please get it for me. Let's talk about the police tear-gassing Lagosians at the toll gate today for commemorating the Lekki massacre. Then let's talk about the events of that day 2 years ago. And then let's talk about how government has responded to the calls to end police brutality. At 4 o'clock, we'll bring you Eyewitness. So if there's something happening in your part of Lagos that you'd like Lagos to know about, please feel free to give us a call about it right here on your number one station for talk. On the big hard fact, let's talk about Wish 2022. Ufome Egbamuno and I were in Doha earlier this month. That's in Qatar, for the Wish conference. And we're going to tell you what we saw at 5 o'clock today. Expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour, every hour. But let's get started with today's big three. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. These are your hard facts.
This is the big three.
On the hard facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. 2 years ago, while I was on air at this time, I had no idea that I was going to get home. And later that night, I will be watching live on Instagram one of the most horrific things that has ever happened to me as a person, to most people as Nigerians, not so much for those who are older Nigerians and who have seen just how brutal security agents can be. So I'm going to take you back to the events of that night. Remember, back in November 2020, a few weeks after the massacre on October 20th, CNN put out an investigation, and they showed us how exactly the things that happened that night went down. I'm going to be playing you a video on our live stream. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube Nigeria Info FM. If you cannot stream the video that I'll be playing for you at the moment on our live stream, well, listen to the audio right here.
The Nigerian government denies this happened.
They are killing my people.
A peaceful protest turned deadly.
The police came, we were peaceful. They came and started shooting at us.
CNN investigated the events at Lekki Tollgate the night of October 20th in Lagos, Nigeria. After analyzing hours of footage, we are going to tell a story that is radically different than the one the authorities are telling.
That peaceful protest, Abi?
Yes.
Okay, make everybody the same. Now, where's the flag?
This is Godson. He was one of the demonstrators having fun live streaming the event. He, like many others, gathered in a peaceful demonstration of discontent after weeks of protest against what they called systemic police brutality and corruption. What Godson and the protesters did not know is that the army is already on its way. This is Bonny Camp, a military garrison on the south side of Lagos. We know through analyzing footage they left at 6:29 p.m. heading towards Lekki Tollgate. We can see here the Nigerian government forces approaching. The protesters are gathered on the other side of the gate. As Nigerian forces get closer, you can see shots. At 6:43 p.m., we start hearing gunfire. We know this from the timestamp and data on this video. Here's another angle.
They are releasing fire.
Nigerian authorities say they fired blanks into the air and not at protesters. But CNN obtained video that appears to show the army shooting toward the crowd. Here, and at the top of your screen, here, in the midst of the chaotic scenes, is DJ Switch, a Nigerian celebrity and activist. She is broadcasting live on Instagram.
I wanted people to see what was happening. I didn't want anybody to come and twist the story.
Witnesses tell CNN ambulances were stopped from entering by Nigerian authorities. You can see here people at the scene trying to conduct CPR.
Please explain to me how, in which part of the world do you go to a protest with live bullets?
Everybody, look at this. These are the bullets that were falling. They were falling by our side, that we're dodging bullets.
CNN has verified that these bullet casings are from live ammunition. They are of mixed origin. Some are Serbian. This one from 2005. Nigerian military sources verified to us that these are munitions that are currently in use by Nigeria's army. And in collaboration with the Balkan Investigative Reporting Network, we were also able to procure Serbian export documents proving that Nigeria purchased weaponry from Serbia for almost every year between 2005 and 2016. The shooting continued past midnight. Eyewitnesses tell us it wasn't just the army. At this point, they say police arrive and open fire.
My hand is broken, my leg is broken, and police are still shooting at us. If I don't make it through the night, let it be known that I died fighting for our freedom.
So why were live rounds used at a peaceful protest? Many family members of those still missing are asking that question as they hunt for answers or the bodies of their loved ones. Elijah's brother, Victor, was at the protest that night.
Someone picked my brother's phone and called me and said that my brother, Victor, Sunday, is among of those people that were shot at Lekki Tollgate. And I entered into the hospital and searched. I did not see him. And we are trying our best to just find him, but there is no way to find him.
What we're about to show you is incredibly graphic, but it's also incredibly important. This is Elisha's brother Victor. The data in this footage shows it was filmed at 1:04 a.m. at Lekki Tollgate. Elisha says he received a call about his brother's death around this time. This places Victor exactly at the location of the protest on the night witnesses say they were shot at. This is important because Nigerian authorities deny anyone was killed at the scene. Since this incident, CNN has contacted over 100 protesters and family members.
They pointed their guns at us and they started shooting.
We asked what they heard.
When we had gunshots from behind the toll.
And felt.
This is where I was shot and the bullet went through my back.
Many are in hiding. Some have fled the country. CNN tried to share these findings with the Nigerian army, but received no response. Lagos state authorities would not comment on our reporting until they said a judicial panel of inquiry presents its findings. The wait for answers here continues.
Well, the judicial panel of inquiry has presented their findings, and they found that there was indeed a massacre, that the army was complicit, so were men of the Nigerian police force. The Lagos State Government, of course, rejected the findings of the panel that it set up. Now, you have had several people come out, even till date, you know, to ask, well, where are the bodies of these so-called victims of this massacre? Where are the bodies? Where are their family members? You know, very recently, MC Oluomo was asking the same question at a rally that he organized right here in Lagos for Bola Tinubu. The BBC did a documentary last year, this time last year, October 10 to be precise, 2021. And they did their best to speak to not only the members of the families of the people who were killed at Lekki Tollgate, but they also went on to address that question that people often ask, where are the bodies? I'll play that documentary for you. You can also watch it on our live stream. Our live stream is Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. If you cannot stream this content, you can definitely listen via radio.
This is the moment the Nigerian army opened fire on young protesters. The shooting was captured on mobile phones and even live streamed on Instagram. So why, a year on, do Nigerian authorities deny it ever happened?
Yes, my lord.
But we've been investigating and speaking to grieving families who are still looking for answers.
Despite everything that's out there, some people still think that this shooting at the toll gate was fake.
They are liars because it happened to me.
Why the Lekki Tollgate shooting happened, you need to know why Nigerians were protesting in the first place. The Special Anti-Robbery Squad, known as SARS for short, was a police unit set up in 1992 to counter a wave of armed robberies by criminal gangs across Lagos and southern Nigeria. But over the years, SARS developed a reputation for brutality. Then, in October 2020, this video goes viral. It allegedly shows SARS officers shooting a man and then stealing his car. Authorities deny SARS are responsible, but after years of fear and frustration, the hashtag #EndSARS starts trending on Twitter. And within days, the biggest protest in a generation begin. Olalekan Abedin, also known as Biggie, is a regular at the tollgate protest in Lekki. His family don't feel comfortable showing their faces on camera, but they want to let us know what Biggie was like.
He wasn't someone who would keep a grudge because he was jovial. In our area, he was popular. because he was sociable and outgoing. If I ever needed anything, he would support me. There is so much I miss about him.
Despite the government announcing they will dissolve SARS, the protests continue. The government says hoodlums are hijacking the movement. On the 20th of October, to get the situation under control, the governor of Nigeria's most populous city, Lagos, announces a 24-hour curfew. It starts at 4 p.m. that day. A group at the Lekki toll gate defies the order. Victor Sunday is one of them.
He's a comedian, so he liked to add comedy and sing song. That, my brother, was important, very important for me. He's my right hand.
Victor arrives at the toll gate in the afternoon. It's his first time attending a protest. Also in the crowd was Nathaniel's brother, Abuta.
He's a very nice boy. Have respect on me. Anything that I told my brother to do, he will do. He's the one who took my children go to school, coming back.
Nathaniel got a call that Abuta had been shot, and he rushed to the scene.
I see a crowd of people gather for where is my brother on the ground. When I saw him, I faint. They shoot him at ribs, by the rib side.
This video shows Abuta on the ground. It's his aunt's voice you can hear in the background. She's the one filming. Days after the shooting, Nathaniel took his brother back to the village to bury him. So why then, almost a year on, do some people still refer to the shooting as fake news? The first to cast doubt on the events of that night is the army. A week after their first denial, the army admits soldiers were at the Lekki toll gate, but says they didn't open fire on any civilians. Then the army changes its story again for the third time, saying, well, actually, let's hear them in their own words.
They were pelted, and their response was to fire blank ammunition into the air. You had peaceful protesters, no doubt. But there were also the hoodlums who sought to take advantage.
So at Lekki toll gate, the troops under Colonel Bello were armed with blanks and live bullets.
Yes, my lord.
After admitting that soldiers were armed with live ammunition, the army has not yet responded to further requests to give evidence. But what about the other authorities there on the night? In the immediate aftermath of the shooting, the governor visits what he describes as shooting victims at nearby hospitals. He calls the incident the toughest night of our lives. A doctor at one of the hospitals later speaks of overwhelming scenes as dozens of people with gunshot wounds flood into his emergency room.
This is a case of a mass casualty. Priority is to save life.
Elisha was searching hospitals hoping to find his brother Victor.
I was searching at a general hospital at Lagos there, and one hospital like that, many places that I searched, but I could not find him. Up till now, I can't find him. I would like to see my brother's dead body, you know, because he's my brother and I'm supposed to bury him.
Amnesty International estimates at least 12 people were killed across two protest sites on the night of the 20th of October. But many people are too scared to speak. And we've seen the threats some of them have received, messages telling them to stay quiet. But each video taken that night is a piece of proof.
Because when you film something on your phone, it's imprinted with information called metadata.
It is only God that has everything to tell you.
This video of Victor Sunday shows the exact time and location it was taken.
Using metadata, we've been able to verify videos from the Lekki toll gate that night. This is what it would have looked like during the day, but this is what it looked like that night.
Everywhere full, scattered, and blood flew everywhere. You know, or even though the traffic light and the camera was broke, he just shut everything down.
But Nigeria's Minister of Information, Lai Mohammed, disagreed.
Available evidence so far points to the works
first case of massacre without blood or bodies.
So there are still some people to this day that maintain that nobody died at Lekki Tollgate on the 20th of October. What would you say to them?
People died. People died. I saw it. My relative was killed at Lekki Tollgate. That's where they killed him.
Did the actions of protesters like Victor, Biggie and Obuta actually change anything in Nigeria? In the last year, nationwide panels have been set up to investigate police brutality, and some families have been given compensation for the damage done by SARS. But no one has been held accountable for the Lekki Tollgate shootings.
Lagos, that documentary you just listened to was put together by the BBC. Now today, Lagosians flocked to Lekki to go and mourn the Lekki massacre victims. We'll talk about that and the things that happened today after this break.
More talk, news and sports after this.
ShopRite Circle Mall finally reopens tomorrow. A brand new store with some fantastic opening deals. Don't miss the opening, October 21st, 9 a.m. prompt. Whatever
you
want
to. If you get business, now rent money business loan shop also. You don't go pay any money for the first 4 weeks. And once you clear the balance, your next loan will reach 99% more money with interest rate way better pass. Just enter internet, type rentmoney.com or call 0700-5500. Need money? Rent money.
The number one talk station of Lagos is closer to you than ever.
Join the conversation online or on the go.
Be part of the Info family on our user-friendly mobile app and website for a better and improved listening experience.
Download the app from Google Play Store and App Store.
With super efficient and clean audio quality.
Log on to NigeriaInfo.fm.
Watch us live on YouTube and Facebook.
Follow us on Twitter at NigeriaInfo.fm.
And Instagram at NigeriaInfo.fm Lagos.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
This is not a political advert. It's a message to stimulate the innovative and productive transformation of Nigeria's greatest asset, the people, to create a future of shared prosperity. 2023 and beyond, how do we deliver macroeconomic stability and invest in our future? Be one of the key global stakeholders answering these pertinent questions at the 28th Nigerian Economic Summit on the 14th and 15th of November, 2022, at the Transcape Hilton Hotel, Abuja. Theme, 2023 and beyond, priorities for shared prosperity. Register to attend virtually or in person at www.nesgroup.org/28.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Why did police tear gas mourners at the Lekki toll gate? Like I said before the break, Lagosians flocked to the toll gate to mourn the massacre victims. You know, if you are watching our live stream still, I'm going to play you videos of scenes from the toll gate earlier today. In spite of the heavy police presence, hundreds of Nigerians came out to pay respect to the dead who were shot while unarmed, singing the national anthem and waving their flag. The mourners today were not violent, just like the dead people from 2 years ago. They came peacefully. They sang songs. They carried coffins to symbolize the killings. They spoke about their pain. If you're watching live on Facebook, you can see the footage for yourself. They were unarmed, except, of course, you see that mock coffins are arms. But just like 2 years ago, the security agencies decided to use strong hand on them. Let me play you this video of a young man who survived 2 years ago and came back there to talk about his experience. He was then arrested by the police, questioned by the police, and eventually let go.
My name is Jacob Desmond.
Why are you here?
I get so emotional because I
should have been among those that should have died. That is.
This man has just been picked up by the policeman, all because he's standing, showing some emotions here today. This is his fight.
So he got to that toll gate, he stood there, he talked about how he is lucky to still be alive. He knew so many young men who died that day, and he started to cry. He got on his knees and the police came and picked him up. They questioned him and then they let him go. Lots of Nigerians are asking, well, why? What was his crime? Why was he questioned? But it got worse. At some point, the police began tear gassing the protesters. Again, you can see the footage for yourself on our live stream. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. They tear gassed them first, and then they brought out water cannons. Remember, the police did all of this 2 years ago at various NSAS protests all over the country. It happened again today. And again, the question is, was this necessary? What I mean is, wouldn't the mourners have dispersed themselves after they were done? And was this good optics for the police to be the ones tear gassing people who came to mourn people who were shot for protesting police brutality? What do you think about how the police handled the mourners at the toll gate today? 0700-993-993-993. Men, call me on that number. Women, call me on 01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can. What's your name, sir?
Hello, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name, sir?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. How are you?
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you? What's your name?
This is Philip calling from Ajegunle.
Philip from Ajegunle. Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. About this protest matter. It's only God that will help us in this country. I'm telling you, Sandra. It's only God that will help us. This was exactly what she did yesterday when they shot 20 agas on a disabled people. We never complete, we never talk that one finished. They are still doing another one. See, which kind of people be this one safe? What do they want to turn this country from crisis? This is just a sign that this government, we Nigerians should try to do the right thing.
Next. All right. Oh, sorry about that. Well, thank you very much for calling. We've got Rita on the line. Hi, Rita.
Yeah. Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rita.
Sandra, sir. In fact, I'm in shock. I don't understand. This police of 18, Sandra, we're not supposed to speak bad of them. But isn't that anytime they are doing this thing, they believe the government are in support of us? Even if they come out and say we're not support of these people. What will we, the masses, do that this country will be satisfied with us, that they won't go after the masses, Sandra, for God's sake? Sandra,
I'm
head of this country. Thank you.
All right, Richard, thank you very much for calling. Please don't be tired of this country. It's the only country we have, you know. We have to keep fighting for its soul. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, how are you, sir?
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, how are you?
What happened at the Lagos gate this morning was very devastating because I was listening to a station throughout the drone incident.
Right.
Although I could have gone because I was there when the stuff happened,
6 years ago.
Right.
So, but for me to still hear that the same thing that make us go into the street to protest, he come back to happen again today,
right,
my dear, is very disheartening. So, I don't know what our government wants us to do. Because we try all means, maybe in a peaceful way, to try and protest and show our grievances. It's like they don't care. So, I don't really know what they want from us as a citizen. So, my dear, I'm tired of Nigeria as a country.
All right, thanks for calling. Well, if you pay attention to supporters of the government, they will tell you, don't protest, go and vote. So perhaps that's what you should do. Go and vote. Eh? Thankfully, elections are just a few months away. February, right? Go and vote. March, go and vote. We've got Meg on the line. Hi, Meg.
Hi, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm very well.
Welcome back from your vacation.
Thank you.
I'm watching you on the screen and I can see that you're not your vibrant self. It's quite sad what's going on. I'm watching the footage on the screen, and I'm wondering when the government will learn and be sensitive to the pains of its people. I don't know. What did they do? They were just walking past. Why all these optics of policemen dragging people here and there? Tomorrow they will deny. But again, thank God for social media. Thank God for what is happening around. You can capture everything real time. But it's quite sad, very, very sad. I would have expected by now they would have learned their lessons and remedy the bad situation they have created from themselves. Tomorrow the government is going to exonerate himself from this again. It's not possible. It's not possible. We have a right to protest. We have a right to say we don't like what is going on. We have a right to say people actually died at the toll gate. Nobody should bury it. The thing about the truth is, no matter how many years it takes, the truth will come to pass. And the thing about the conscience is that even if they do all of this on camera, when they go back home and they are faced with their God, they know what they have done. They know what they have done. They know the people that died, that they are denying, they didn't die, and they will answer to him. That's all I have to say. Well, it's quite sad what's going on.
Meg, thank you very much for calling. We've got Charles in Aja. Hi, Charles. Charles, hi. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Charles.
Yeah, hello, good afternoon.
Charles, welcome.
Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you, Charles. Go ahead, please.
Okay, yeah. It's the respect of this toll-gate something. You see, government, I don't know where we're heading. Now, so I'm going to always remember the Army Remembrance Day, the dead people that gave their lives for this nation. And other people remember their beloved ones that died, they celebrate them. Then what these people are doing today is just to remember the people that died because of this nation, because of the brutality of the police. And now they repeated what happened 2 years ago today. It's horrible. Did they commit any crime? Why are you using tear gas on them? Or what are they? It's unfair. It's unfair.
Charles, thank you for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Rachel.
Welcome, Rachel.
Firstly, this morning I watched the footage, I don't know. I'm not happy. This country, I don't really understand. As if the youth, we don't have a say in this country. The same thing happened 2 years ago is about to repeat itself again. And it shouldn't be, Andra. Honestly, I just want all the youth to be able to come out because our PVC is our voice. We need to stand. We need to take back our country back. Because I'm even tired. I want to jackpot, but I don't know. If I have to jackpot, other countries are not my country, wherever I go to. This is my home. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling and good afternoon to you. You know, so this is not the only things that happened at the toll gate. Do you know that some people were arrested today? Oh yeah. Police arrested quite a number of people who went out to protest today. Let me play you that footage as well. Hmm.
inclination to.
I don't know what I'm doing. And still here they beat us.
No weapon, nothing like this. They beat me up.
They still beat us up. No weapon, they sacked us. They sacked everything in our body.
They beat me up and they
don't say any weapon in our body, but still here.
This is precious time.
We can't continue like this. We can't continue like this.
They beat me, they beat you. Stab my hand. What have I done?
God,
let's wait there, power, but God, what have I done?
I don't brutalize anybody.
I never took anything from anybody. So what have I done?
I don't use my phone.
There's a young man who were speaking to the press from inside a Black Maria vehicle. We're going to try and show you that footage as well on our live stream. You're listening to Nigeria Info 99.3. We're talking to you about the events today at the Lekki toll gate. So for our first story, I took you back to the Lekki massacre 2 years ago. I told you how it went down. I introduced you to some of the family members of the victims. I showed you text messages that some of the other family members were receiving, threatening them to not come forward, threatening them to not ask about where the bodies of their family, their relatives were, threatening them to not speak up. I showed it to you in our first story. And I took you to the Lekki toll gate today for our second story. For our third story, let's look at tomorrow. Let's talk about police brutality. It's a real problem. Let's talk about whether or not the police, the government, have done the work to fight police brutality since the NSAS protests ended. And by the sound of that video that you just listened to of young men inside a Black Maria for coming out to protest, it's not difficult to guess what your answer will be. Because if you ask the police how far police brutality, they'll say, oh, we've stopped police brutality. We've gotten better at investigating complaints. We've gotten better at trying accused officers. You know, we're building up a great track record of punishing convicted officers. And they point to the fact that, well, SARS has been disbanded. We've replaced SARS with SWAT. Perhaps today was an anomaly. Perhaps the tear gas and the water cannon and the arrested people today was an anomaly. Perhaps you've seen a change in the streets. Perhaps you've seen policing improve in the last 2 years. Perhaps there has been less police brutality. Or has there been more? Here in Lagos, you remember that the government set up a panel to investigate police brutality and the Lekki massacre. The panel found that there was a massacre at the toll gate. The panel said the army was responsible. The panel made recommendations. They recommended an apology from government. They recommended that the perpetrators be prosecuted. They recommended that the toll gate be renamed NSAS toll gate. And these recommendations have not yet been obeyed. The panel also found that the protesters at the toll gate were not responsible for the violence in Lagos. Because you often hear members of the state government say property was damaged during NSAS or NSAS destroyed this property. But the panel set up by the state government said that the NSAS protesters were peaceful. The panel differentiated between the protesters who were peaceful and the thugs who actually attacked protesters and then started destroying property. So I always find it interesting when government officials ignore these findings and talk about the property damage like it was the protesters that did it.
You have to ask if it was fair, if it is fair to the memories of those who were murdered. Well, I guess you have to agree that people were murdered first before you can honor their memories. So let's also talk about Lekki denial. Has the government at all levels done its part to stop this fake news that nobody died? We're always being cautioned in the media not to spread fake news. But arguably, the biggest fake news of the last 2 years is that nobody died at the toll gate. People died. We know their names. And yet, we still have people in government or supporting government saying it was a lie. How do we tackle that fake news? And here's my wider question. 2 years after the unspeakable massacre at the Lekki toll gate, how have government and the police handled both the Lekki massacre and the call for an end to police brutality? Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp messages are available as well. I'm going to come to WhatsApp in a bit. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Femi Omotayo is on the line. Hi, Femi. Good to have you on the show.
Hi, Sandra. Good morning from here. I think it's afternoon in Nigeria. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I've been following your news, and I would like to say thank you to you first for being unbiased on this story, because the government has attempted to coin a lot of people, even the market women, the talks and the touts, which are their so-called youths. You understand what I'm trying to say? So I think Nigerians were in a big problem, were in a fix. And to only take, I don't know, I don't like saying God. It only take us being courageous, and we have to just keep fighting for this. I don't even know what to say right now. It's so disheartening. I cannot even say it is police brutality. I would like to call it a government brutality, because who gives instructions? It's the same government that gives instructions to the police to do what they are doing right now. So we're in a big problem. My children are over in America, and they are even scared to come to Nigeria. Anytime they see a video of Nigeria, they said they would like to visit in the first instance, but anytime they see the video, they tell us they don't want to come to Nigeria. Mm. When the big problem is only God and our courage that's going to save us from this situation. Mm. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Femi, for calling us. We appreciate it. All right, let's take a few more thoughts. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sam.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
How are you? What's your name, ma'am? Oh, that's unfortunate. Her network isn't very good. 99.3, hello.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name, ma'am?
It's Chinoye.
Chinoye, welcome. Ah, Chinoye, long time no here.
Hi there. How are you doing now, mama?
Hi there.
But before I proceed, I would like my just made a note I don't shoot. Yeah, now. Sandra, I didn't laugh, mama.
Okay,
Sandra, they speak English, they say perhaps. Man, I won't use that your perhaps now. Tell me that I won't tell you. Perhaps these people never know what you will get for mine, mama.
What do you get for
perhaps
mine?
They don't know, say, next year, next election. They never know, say, we will vote the right person. Perhaps they don't know, say, we'll get our voter star, mama. Perhaps. Mama, perhaps they don't know, say, we will vote. Mama. Sandra. Did I answer that matter? No one talk about this. Talk to mama. My mind is where, mama. Ah, mama. So, Alan, not to be here. God bless you, mama.
Bless you as well, Noya. Thank you very much for calling. Remy is in Akoka. Hi, Remy.
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Let everyone assume the Lekki massacre never happened. 2 days ago, General Emeka came out and said something. The response he gave that day was because of the oath. So that alone should tell those who never believed the massacre happened that something happened that night.
Mm.
So you get Sandra.
Mm.
So they might choose to live in denial, or probably because they are being paid to always go about with that narrative. Very good. That is the aim. And you know, we have journalists online too who, I saw someone today, prominent.
Hello? Remy, you saw someone today?
Yeah, a journalist online, I won't mention, a female.
Okay.
Verified Andrew, saying, giving the false figures of people who died at Lekki. You know? It's so shameful. And it's the trademark of this administration. In 2016, you know what happened to the child? When hundreds of people were killed in a day.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. Same thing happened 2 years ago at Lekki toll gate. So they will keep pushing the narrative, gaslighting people to believe it never happened. It happened. And we continue to remember this day. Thank you.
Remy, thank you very much for calling. Tosin is in Ogba. Hi, Tosin.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you? Good afternoon.
I'm good. Well, I don't have anything much to say. But I could remember, I could recall 2020 October, I wept as a senior citizen. As a senior citizen, I wept for my children that were massacred. Can a leopard change his skin? Hello?
No, he cannot.
It cannot. So why are you expecting much from this government? Excuse me. I need to know why people are expecting much from this government. That you created a fellow human being like you in 1983-84, thereabouts, and you were being asked in Chatham House on one of your visits there before the 2015 election, and you apologized that you will not repeat it again. And you went ahead to Kenya, and you blindfolded, kidnapped, abducted Nnamdi Kanu on the streets of Kenya, blindfolded him. That's why I put that question to you. Can a leopard change his skin? Hello?
I'm here, Tosin. I'm listening.
They have not learned their lessons. And Nigerians, please, I'm asking you to do what is needful in 2023. We cannot continue this way. I need my country to work for me and my children. Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, Tosin. Thank you so much for calling us. We've got a message from Saheed. Saheed is in Festac, and he says, we really don't have great police in Nigeria. The biggest problem of police here is their bosses at the top. They're the ones that give orders to attack the protesters today. Sandra, for me, may the souls of those who lost their lives on that deadly day rest in perfect peace. Nigerians, please vote wisely in 2020. We've got someone from North America who says, it's shameful how shameless all of this is. All right. Thank you very much for your message. We've got a message here from Emmanuel. Emmanuel says, oh, Emmanuel, thank you very much. That's a very kind thing to say. This message says, my daughter left Nigeria January 2020. Anytime she's not acting right, I use Nigeria to threaten her that I'll have her return. It's sad and funny at the same time. She begs that she never wants to return to Nigeria. I watched it live. We cannot continue to pretend that this did not happen. All right. Thank you very much. We've got a message here from Benjamin in Ikoyi. Benjamin, I'm going to come back and read that message when we come back from this break. I don't even think we have time to continue talking about this when we come back from the break. The break will take us right to the 4 o'clock hour. So I'll end by saying that may the souls of those who died on that day rest in peace.